Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's October 25th, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com and awakeningplus.com, welcoming you all, whether you're live or on the recording. So this is where we do our New Earth support team call, and we're here to support the Great Aquarian Age Awakening. And awesomely, we do this by receiving healing and awakening ourselves. And whatever good happens for us is multiplied and sent down and sent around, perhaps to Earth. And so whatever benefit we get is multiplied and spread around, kind of like loaves and fishes. So the way we work is, after this little intro, I will call the directions of my mesa, which is my shamanic altar that I'm in front of. Then I will call in many allies. You may not recognize them all, but they're all of high vibration and benevolent intent. Then once they're all in, we'll create a nice container, which will be everywhere that you're hearing my voice. Then I'll invite you into embodied awakening. I'll lead you through a quick little invocation to help you optimize that. And then we'll offer ourselves to the divine. And typically there's experiences of healing, of awakening, of spiritual experience. Everyone has a different unique experience because each of us is being personally tended to by the allies. If you're doing this as a recording, you could do this same exact recording multiple times and have a different experience every time, because you're different every time you come back, and the allies are always live and in person with you, even on the recordings. Of course, you only get to the recordings if you're a member, which is a good reason to be a member if you're not. So, excuse me. So let's dive in. The request I always make for our live events is, first, I ask that you give this your undivided attention. You are not just a spectator, you are contributing to the energy of the field, even if you're on the recording. So the quality of attention you're holding will affect everybody else. I ask that you behave as if you're right here in the room with me, doing only this. And if you cannot do only this, then I ask that you exit the call. And if you're a member, come back later to the recording when you can give it your full attention. The other request is, if you discover unexpectedly you have to leave the call before it's over, before we've closed the sacred container, just ask the allies to ease you out of the container. They'll be able to bring you out discreetly, and you won't disrupt the field by leaving early. So leaving early is fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out. So those are the requests I make. And given all that, let's just dive in. So as I call the directions and call the allies, I recommend that you just be really, really passive. And if you feel energy moving in your body, just feel that and notice what it's doing on its own. If you do not feel that, then just feel your breath coming and going on its own, no breath control, and just have the experience of just the physical experience of breath. If you get distracted by anything else, as soon as you notice that, just let the distraction stay in the background and come back to your focus on either energy or breath. All righty. So here we go. I invite you to close your eyes. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wirakocha, Inti, Kuchi. I am that I am. I call in my own embodied awakening. I call in my own Christ consciousness. I call in my own service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good. I call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda, I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. Archangels, please merge energetically to create a beautiful field of upliftment and protection. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call our elemental allies, our benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Atlantic Ocean, Shining Rock, Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, take a moment to feel this field we're in the best you can. Yeah, it feels solid. Okay, now we do the embodied awakening invocation. What this does is calls your higher self to merge with you in your physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good, just as much of it as you're ready for. Metaphorically, you can think of your body as a car. Your ego slides to the passenger seat so your divine can drive. If your ego doesn't like the divine's driving, it can take the wheel back at any moment, and the divine will step out with no resistance. So your ego is safe, and this process can be reversed instantly if you wish. The benefits of embodied awakening include more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you'll know what to do through intuition increasingly, and there will be more bliss. All that sounds good. I invite you to join us now. In a moment, I'll have you speak 8 words to your higher self. Do them out loud if you can, silently if you must. Starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please let the words go and now be really passive. Let the divine come to you. It's like you're a sponge and the divine is water soaking into you. You'll get the best outcome if you are super passive. So as you do this, as the energy comes in, I recommend that you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend that you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just relax. Feel the energy moving in you. If you don't feel the energy moving, Then just feel your breath coming and going. Either way, fully passive. Should you become distracted, don't fight the distraction or try to change it. Please let it be as it is with zero resistance. We're going to treat that distraction as an uninvited guest, and you don't have to give it any further attention. You relax your attention back to feeling energy or feeling breath. And if the distraction persists in the background, fine, let it do its thing on its own. But you keep returning attention to feeling energy or breath. The final instruction is around how to use the least effort to do this. The less effort, the better. So for a moment, I invite you to drop to no effort at all. Just exist for a moment, please. Whatever happens is fine. Nice field, guys. Well done. So if at zero effort, you still have awareness of energy or breath, then just hang out at zero. If you've lost that awareness at zero, add barely enough effort back to regain the awareness of energy or breath. The idea being to use the least effort possible to have awareness of energy or breath. I can feel a lot of us going into embodied awakening. I am able to feel the overall vibe of everyone, both live and on the recording afterward. So the idea, of course, is to get to embodied awakening. And you'll know you're there if you can answer yes to the following question. The question is all the following true at the same time? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless. All that's true, just hang out there, it'll hold itself. If you're not there, continue relaxing deeply, just feeling energy or feeling breath, and letting the divine come to you. Getting all the way to embodied awakening is not necessary to do the rest of this call. But the more awake you can be, the more fun you'll have, and the better service you'll be able to provide. Greater awakening equals greater service capacity. We'll leave a moment longer for anyone who's not yet in embodied awakening to be lifted. Well, lifted is not the right word. To receive that as the divine saturates them more fully. This technique can take you deeper into awakening, no matter how awake you already are. I experience awakening as an endless series of levels. Few of us are likely to hit the final level in this lifetime. I can feel the allies starting to move energy. So whether you're in embodied awakening or not, we're going forward. My recommendation as we go into this process, let me first tell the allies a thing or two. Allies, we come to serve. We are so grateful for the privilege of giving this service to the great Aquarian Age awakening on Earth. We ask that you make use of us in whatever way serves highest good of all. All, of course, includes us as well. if it serves highest good for us to experience healing or awakening or any particular spiritual experience, allies, please make that so. Just to you humans, just know that you're not going to get overwhelmed. The method we use does not allow overwhelm, so you're safe to just relax and open and let the energy move as it will. Cannot emphasize enough that you'll have your best experience if you just relax and open to what's happening anyway. Please do not try to make anything happen from your ego. The divine handles these levels far better than a human ego can. The ego is really above its pay grade when it tries to direct too much in the inner world. So from here, I'm probably going to talk less. Leave some space for you to have your own experience. Again, I'll remind you that whatever you're experiencing, healing, awakening, whatever, is going to be multiplied and transmitted out to lots of other folks. We're acting as surrogate awakeners and surrogate healers. So again, relax, let the energy move, and let's see what happens. Yeah, the energy is getting really sweet for me. So relax and let the divine energy saturate you more and more deeply. There may be long silences. Just know that I'm with you energetically, even if I'm not talking for a while. Sweet field of energy, for sure. By the way, if I'm describing something and you're having a different experience, please just hang out in your experience. Please do not use effort to try to match what I'm describing. If your body wants to shake, vibrate, tremble, if you need to cry or make sound, your body needs to move, that's all okay. Y'all are doing a real good job opening and relaxing. Our collective field feels really nice. And the allies are asking me to play a song. So I'll get my guitar. They had me play something last time, so I had it all tuned up just in case they requested something. This is a song in Spanish called Ilumina. Again, just maintain your energy. This song is not a performance. It's designed to give musical energy to enhance what's already happening. This is ceremony music.
Venioso, sol central. Venioso, sol central. Ilumina, 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 ilumina. Oh, grandiosa estrellas, oh, grandiosas estrellas, ilumina, 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 ilumina. Thank you. grandiosos niños, mi Dios. Oh, grandiosos niños, mi Dios. Ilumina, 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 ilumina. Oh, grandiosas grandiosas mariposas, ilumina, 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 ilumina. Grandiosa familia, oh, grandiosa familia, ilumina, 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 ilumina.
Again, just rest passively in whatever experience of healing or awakening or inner journeying you might be having. I'm starting to feel some heavy energy coming through. So just relax and let it move if that's happening for you too. Some of us are now experiencing our bodies more like energy than solid form. I'm experiencing more complete saturation of my physical body with divine energy. Just allow that to happen to you to whatever extent it's showing up. A reminder again that in this process, your absolute passivity allows the divine to get the greatest benefit from your presence. Those who have sufficient capacity for consciousness are noticing there's a beautiful blending happening at a higher level of all of us. So if you're aware of part of you in there, just relax and let things spontaneously unfold in that level as well. Yeah, there's kind of a lifting up to higher awareness right now. Again, if you are ever not experiencing what I'm describing, just relax and go with whatever is happening. Please don't use effort to match my descriptions. I'm feeling a little more weight in the physical body. So let's see if we're being reintegrated to our physical forms. Yeah. So just relax and let this higher energy be merged into your physical body, giving you a chance to upgrade a consciousness moving forward, new baseline. Leave a moment longer for the integration to complete. That feels solid. Take a moment to just feel your body. You might notice if it feels different than it did when we started this process. And if you do perceive that the body is more luminous, higher vibration, then know that you're invited to maintain that new vibration moving forward. And it can just keep getting better. Okay, it's time to close the container. Pachamama Mamakia. Viracocha Intit Kriti. Whoa. Sweet energy right there. Thank you, allies, for this lovely opportunity to serve the great global awakening. We thank you for the personal benefit we have received as well. Thank you. We love it when everybody wins. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Allies, those of you with anyone who's been part of this process, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. I request that you remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you very much. And the sacred container is closed. If you are not yet a member of Awakening Plus, then I invite you to check out the membership. It's at awakeningplus.com, awakeningplus.com. And we've got over 375 archived events. We have wonderful courses that teach you how to do invocations for healing and awakening in depth. A course that lets you have my voice guide you through a powerful therapeutic process called internal family systems therapy, where you can heal traumatized parts and reintegrate them. All kinds of other cool stuff as well. So just read the info at awakeningplus.com. If you're interested, there's a $1 for 30 days trial. If you hang around after 30 days, the usual membership is $19 a month. And if that's not affordable, then just let me know and you can have the exact same thing at $9 a month scholarship rate. And those of you who are already members, thank you. You make all this possible. All right, so let's open it up for any feedback that wants to come forward. I'm going to allow unmuting starting now. And you're welcome to just unmute yourself by clicking the little microphone icon with the red slash through it to remove the red slash, or if you're on a phone, star 6 will do that. Or you can type in the chat window, whatever you're called to do. So the field is open for feedback. Sue typed, that song was beautiful, Benjamin. Thank you. And during times when no one's actively communicating, the energy is speaking for itself. I'm noticing a nice, sweet energy blooming in the field. It's really nice and very blissful. Vanessa typed, yes, thank you for sharing your voice and musical talent with us. It was a gift and a beautiful addition. Thank you, Vanessa. Brandy types, yes, beautiful song, beautiful energy. Thank you all for a lovely evening. Would anybody else like to speak or type something in the chat? Nancy says, thank you and sending you both prayers. Nancy is referring to an email I sent to my whole list and put out on social media. I think it was yesterday. This is an FYI. It's now October 25th, 2021. And on November 2nd, Spirit Song has hip replacement surgery. And that's kind of a big deal. So we've asked for prayers for a successful outcome. And we also are getting kicked out of our house. The landlord is selling it and want to be in a new place by December 1st. So any visualization you're willing to hold on that, we'd be grateful for. If you want details on what we're looking for, you can go to astroshaman.com, and my little post about what we're looking for is there on the homepage in the blog section, which is the fourth section down on the homepage. Marla types, so wonderful. Many thanks and beautiful blessings to all. Thank you, Marla. The energy is still so nice. Okay, last call for feedback. Oh, someone's going to speak. Hello.
Hi, Benjamin. It's Joy. I also just want to echo the sentiment and say that I love the song. And I know you said what it was, but I didn't really catch what you said it was.
Okay, the title, it's in Spanish, and the Spanish title is Illumina, I-L-U-M-I-N-A. And this is a song that's often sung in ayahuasca ceremonies.
And you had given a website as to where to find. So, okay, I'm writing this down. So that's I-L-U-M-I-N,
illumined in Spanish.
Okay.
Or illuminate. And the site that has that and many other beautiful sacred songs is medicinesongs.net. And they have tons of songs there that have, they have the lyrics and the chords and links to recordings that you can stream. So it's a lovely place to discover sacred music, especially sacred music that is often sung in ayahuasca ceremonies.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing that. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, I have a feeling I'm...
And I hope everything goes smoothly. What?
Oh, thank you, Joy. I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did read the email. So, yeah, I will hold you guys in my thoughts.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
With all the prayers coming in, we can't help but get a great house, I'm sure, and have a wonderful surgical outcome.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But this story that you've shared with your house being sold and you having to leave, I've been hearing so much of this lately.
Well,
all over the place, many states.
Well, think what's happening to the value of real estate right now. Houses are just going up and a lot of landlords are cashing in. It just makes sense. Yeah.
Well, absolutely, except then it seems unsustainable because where is everybody supposed to go? Because rentals are going up because also many people that are cashing out are temporarily hitting the rental market.
True. So, it's a very interesting time we're in. We'll see how it plays out.
Absolutely. I know. I mean, I have a feeling you guys are going to land just fine. I see it. I feel it, but I'm thinking that just in general, just so many people being displaced, it's really odd time.
Extremely unprecedented.
Mm-hmm.
But my personal experience has been, I am, dedicated to service. And when I have had difficult times in the past, Spirit's always bailed me out somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So, Spirit seems to, I've seen that with others too. So those who are really dedicating themselves to help other folks, they tend to get supported one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, someone pasted my criteria in the chat. That was Risa. Thank you, Risa. You're very kind to get in there.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say that, and good night, and thank you to everybody on this call.
Thank you. Thanks for speaking up, Joy. It's always nice when people let their voices be heard on the call. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Joy. Anyone else like to share anything in text or on voice? Deanna, hi.
Hi, Benjamin. I was just fading out, and then the music started, and then I was back in it, and then when you stopped the music, then I faded out again, and I don't know how long everybody else has been back, but when I came back, I had a really lovely pulsing yellow light coming in through my third eye.
Nice. And
just a really peaceful feeling. So at one point, I was having the lower leg jerking, and I heard you say you were feeling some heavy energy moving through. And I thought, well, there's something moving here. And then about that time, I went out of it. So I'm not exactly sure what it was, but it came back with this really peaceful yellow light coming in through the third eye.
Nice. Lovely experience. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of a nice feeling tonight.
Kind of a mellow yellow.
Yeah, a bit like that.
I'm sure some of y'all are too young to remember that song, but I remember it. Oh, the energy just got sweeter again. Really nice the allies to keep beaming it down even after we've closed the container. Ella's typing, sending prayers for you and Spirit Song. Thank you. Beautiful as always. Love to you all. Thank you, Elle. Yeah, and Spirit Song mentioned tonight that she would really love to be on these calls more, but by this time of night, she's often very tired and often in a great deal of pain. So it makes it difficult for her to feel like she's really in a space to facilitate properly. We're both hopeful that after she recovers from the hip surgery, she'll be a more consistent presence here, because she really would love to be here more often. That's feeling close to a wrap, unless anyone wants to jump in right now and share something. We'll leave just a moment longer.
I do have a question for you.
Okay.
I am getting waves of cold energy now, and I noticed that a little earlier too. That's not the norm for me. Normally I feel flushes of heat, and my hands and feet get quite warm, but as I was fading in and out, I thought, boy, your feet are cold, and right now I'm just getting a wave of cold coolness. And the temperature in the room hasn't changed at all. So I'm just, it just feels a little unusual.
Yeah. Well, cold, I can imagine, I don't know exactly why that's happening for you, but cold can be experienced if you're out of body. And because your spirit is not present, things cool down physically a little bit. And also cold can be because a disembodied spirit is passing through you or nearby. I hope that's not the case.
No, I felt that before. This probably is me being so far out of it tonight. Maybe I'm just not quite back yet.
Could be.
And I'm just adjusting to the temperature.
Maybe so. Yeah, I've had so many like ceremonial experiences where I would be really hot and then shortly after I'd be really cold. And I remember one ayahuasca ceremony, I just was taking my shirt on and off and on and off for just so often. It was making the shaman giggle. Sometimes you take that shirt on and off. running hot and cold. So I've been.
Yeah, it's feeling warmer now. So it's just a change in, I don't know, something's happening, just a different change in temp.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had so many phenomena. I've stopped trying to figure them out. I just kind of roll with it. I'm just a bliss bunny tonight. It feels so good. Any other feedback before we wrap up? Yeah, just take a moment and feel this sweet field we're leaving with, and of course this field can stay with you. Remember that anytime you have a nice spiritual experience and it kind of takes you up a level or two, you can, you know, hold that energy as much as possible just into your daily life. So you can always ask the allies, please maintain this beautiful state always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. And that can help to lock in new places. Vanessa says, bliss bunnies love it. All right, that's a wrap, folks. Thank you all so much for being here. So grateful for your presence. And so grateful that you all chose to take some time and do this beautiful service. So grateful to each and every one of you, live or on the recording. So we're done for now. We'll be back every Monday. And looking forward to Wednesday night. We have a members-only call called Individual Healings that also bless the senders. So please, if you're a member, show up for that, because you can both receive a powerful healing from a bunch of people at once. And even if you're just a sender, the senders get all this bounce back healing. So it's really awesome. So feel free to show up for that. And we'll see you in a couple of days. Bye.